Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Can you imagine being the only person in the world that knows what's going on and you're trying to tell people, no one's listening, but you know inside you've got to do what you got to do? This was the experience of Noah. Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost, and I'm going to teach you ancient secrets that work in the modern world. Well, in Hebrews chapter 11, the third person of faith is listed. The first one's Abel, second one is Enoch, and the third one is Noah. And the Bible talks about Noah being a great man of faith. Now, the story of Noah's Ark, a lot of people will say, oh, it didn't happen, it's just a myth, it's just a parable, it's just a story. Well, guess what? Jesus said that Noah was a real person, that the days of Noah were real days. So Jesus quoted the story of Noah like a factual event. St. Peter, who the Catholics believe was the first pope, he also mentioned in 2 Peter the story of Noah and described Noah as a preacher of righteousness. And Paul the Apostle, you know, St. Paul's Cathedral is named after him in Rome. You know, one of the great thinkers of the Western world, his ideas and teachings and writings have really shaped much of Western thought today. He also talked about Noah in the Bible. So these great figures in history all believe that Noah was a real guy and that the events listed in the book of Genesis, starting in chapter 6, were actual events. Now, I'm going to teach you about Noah over the next few episodes of Faith Boost because there's so much we can learn from Noah's life. But the first thing I want to highlight today is this. From the time that God spoke to Noah until the time he finished the ark was 120 years. So for 120 years, Noah was building a boat by faith. Now, the Bible says before Noah's ark, it had never rained on the earth, that the earth gave a mist and it would water the earth. So vegetables and plants, they grew. It was like the earth was a great big giant greenhouse and mist would rise up from the earth and water the ground. It was like paradise. And that's probably why people lived so long. There was not direct sunlight and UV rays coming on people. And Noah's age is huge. Adam's age was huge. And so it probably explains why people lived so long. But there was no such thing as rain. Okay? There'd never been a flood. And God said to Noah, I'm going to flood the earth. It's quite a sad part of the Bible because in Genesis chapter 6, God actually says this, you know, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, and his day shall be 120 years. And then after that, in chapter 6, it says this, the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And he was sorry that he had made man on the earth and was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I've made them. But then we see a glimmer of hope because the Bible says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 to 8. So Noah finds grace, and God says to Noah, you know what, Noah, I'm going to destroy the earth. There's going to be a flood. It's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. The world's never seen anything like it. And the Bible says Noah believed, and he started building that boat. But it took him 120 years. What do we learn from this? We learn that faith is not a one-off event. You might have prayed a prayer to ask Jesus into your heart, to believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Awesome. You know, that's the start. But that's not the end of your story. Faith is a lifestyle, and faith lasts your whole life. Noah could not have just sat around and said, you know what? I believe that God's going to destroy the earth. I believe there's going to be a flood. That wouldn't have been enough. Noah had to get to work. He had to get his tools. He had to chop down the trees. He had to get the timber. He had to get the nails. He had to work and make that ark happen. And it took him 120 years. This teaches us about faith. Faith is a lifestyle and it lasts your whole life. If you've decided to follow Jesus, if you've believed in Jesus, guess what? This is not just a one-off event. This is a lifestyle that lasts till the day you go to be with the Lord. We can learn from this that this faith that God's put in your heart, it lasts your whole life until the day you go to be with the Lord.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.